Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the C.J. Miller Show on In5D Radio. I'm your host, C.J. Miller, and today is Tuesday, February 18th, 2014. And I'm so excited. I hope I have Matthew with me on the show tonight. Matthew, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay!
I was the
C.J. Miller Show with Matthew Bueno, who was not even here until just a moment ago. So thank God. Thank you, angels, for bringing me here.
Meditating. You know, I was deep in meditation just because I have it's been one of those, you know, everything's in retrograde and the energy of loopiness is here, you know. And so when it gets loopy like this, I like to kind of get a workout. So, you know, I went over and me and my wife, Lucy, we created a workspace inside the garage and, you know, for, you know, elliptical and weights and stuff like that, and just started doing that and, you know, wanting to eat right and stuff. So we're actually out there earlier today and working out and just to, you know, overcome that loopiness feeling, you know. So and once you get on that roller coaster, there's like no stopping. So the whole day has just been real high energy. It's been pretty awesome.
Wow. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling it. That's really interesting that you say that. I wish I had exercised today because last couple of hours I've just been feeling so much energy and it's hard to I'm like holding all these different stones, my selenite, my obsidian, like trying to ground myself. It feels very intense. Yeah. So,
but it's a really good time right now to really set goals about. You know, we always have January 1st as, you know, setting goals for the new year and so forth. But, you know, when you're coming to like two or three months into the year, that's the time to really start to commit yourself to the things that you want to create and things you want to do, because that new energy is evolving and everything's in the manifestation period and everything is coming into fruition, you know. And those are times to really go inside and really look at what you want to change about your life and what you want to bring into your life. You know, and that's the time of year right now, especially during retrograde. It's a perfect time for that because, you know, there's a lot of negative aspects to that, you know, conflict and so forth. But for the other energy of manifestation, I mean, you're getting bombarded with a lot of energy that wants to be created into something great, you know. And so it's just a matter of taking advantage of that and working towards the better good.
Wow, that is so true. This feels like... it's like a time that you can actually get a lot of work done. I'm feeling very productive. I'm not sure. Do you feel like that's an energy that's happening right now? If people are wanting to like manifest things that they can actually set it in motion, or maybe not now because it's in retrograde. Maybe I'm just pushing through.
I think one of the biggest issues that a lot of us have is completing the things we've started. It's learning how to find closure and to find completeness in what you set out to do. Whether big or small, when you find completeness in whatever you set out to do, spiritually, emotionally, relationship-wise, you know, more energy will be revealed. You know, it's when you can start doing that real deep-seated digging inside yourself to get rid of emotions and energies and programs, things that you wouldn't regularly recognize on a daily basis. And then when those energies finally lift up and leave, you're creating space within yourself to be filled up with more light, more love, more energy, more wisdom, more knowledge, more medicine, more songs, you know. And so we got to make room for ourselves. We got to do a lot of house cleaning during this time. So when the summer does roll around and we do get lazy and, you know, we have great times at night and high energy, we don't have to spend time on processing so much. We get to have fun just going through what we're experiencing without having to go back and, you know, keep cleaning up the same things that we do over and over again. This time right now, it's about re-manifesting, letting go, and finding closure with yourself about the things that you want to commit to. And, you know, I talk a lot about in the activations and in the meditations and the one-on-one, on the one-on-one instruction that we do about intention, you know. And when we use any kind of intention for anything that we want to complete, if you have the intention of that in the morning, okay, like today I want to have the intention of completing, of cleaning out the garage or getting rid of stuff I don't need, you know, I don't use, and stop being a hoarder and stop holding on to all these things so I can finally create more energy to let more energy come in. And so when you have the intention, the energy of that manifestation is already happening because of the intention. But now you have to activate that by doing something for it, by putting it into action. Whenever you do any kind of action and the intention, you create an activation. So you create an energy that helps you to move forward and move past that obligation or that obstruction or whatever it is that you want to feel when you have over-cluttered stuff in your house that you've got to get rid of. You know, and the best way to do that is having a garage sale where you can meet people, you know. So, you know, there's a lot of creativity that's happening right now, even though it's like in the background, the unseen part. But there's a lot of beautiful energy coming in right now, and it's just really about finding, you know, like I said, finding closure. I was talking to Archangel Michael before I came in, and, you know, he was showing me some new energies that were coming in. That has to do with about your throat chakra and about how it's important to really come from a place of impeccable word, keeping saying true to yourself, being in your power, and so forth. And then I asked him, you know, just briefly, so what do you want me to talk about tonight? He says, well, what do you want to talk about tonight? I said, classes? Okay, good one. Let's start there. So, you know, because usually When if there's something big happening in the universe that I want to be a part of, and I want everybody else to be able to experience that, you know, too. And so I'll channel him first and just ask him, you know, questions that will be good for, you know, for readings tonight and for people who are whatever, you know, whatever anyone is going through tonight, you know, for themselves or going through at this time, to be able to reach out with that energy and to really help people to move through their blockages and their obstructions and help people to feel more fulfilled. So, along with the working with the throat chakra, it's really important, he said, just to really stay true to yourself. And about staying true to yourself means being on your path and finishing one thing at a time, and try not to collaborate with a bunch of stuff that you want to do, you know, gardening and plants that are coming in, and cleaning the house and working on your car and working on yourself and meditating and learning how to meditate. You know, he says, just focus on one thing that's in front of you right now, and you'll be able to feel yourself moving into a different power, a different plateau of energy. That way you can start to become more creative. And then the action, too, it also builds confidence in you. It also helps you to feel like you are capable of doing anything and completing anything that you set out to do, no matter how big, no matter how small, or how vast, you know. So, anyways.
I always love to hear from Archangel Michael. That's always, you know. I've definitely been, you know, is it true that, like, the symbology around Archangel Michael is, like, protection and confidence, or is that only like for some people? Like, if that's how I see it, how I connect with him, and like, is it important for us? I guess the frame of this question, Matthew, is it important for people to have like a way that they connect personally to the archangels and the masters, so that there's like a way that we're accessing the information when we're not talking to someone like you?
That's a really good question. The Ascended Masters and the angels are here for everyone, not just for me, not just for various teachers and instructors, other like me, but they're here for everyone. You know, I was telling one of my friends today, a client today, that, you know, you can ask for a blessing every 24 hours, you know, a day, as long as there's some meaning behind it and some intention that you're going to follow through with that blessing, you're going to share it. Whenever you're in the energy of fifth-dimensional thinking, you're opening up your crown chakra to receive insight, to receive knowledge. And it can happen for the regular Joe. You know, you don't have to be in meditation or yoga or any kind of spiritual, you know, connection. You can be a regular Joe and still have insight and still get feelings of presence in your energy field. One of the things that I do teach is that I teach people how to open up their energy fields to feel that, very thing that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
When we find ourselves being closed-minded or selfish or self-centered, or me, myself, and I, this is what I'm going to get from me. This is all about me getting paid. You know, that's all that energy and all that attitude. What it does is that it closes your auric field to become smaller and closer to your body, to where you don't share it. The masters like to be with people who are open, you know, energetically open, open in your heart, open in your mind, no blindfolds, you know, being able to say, okay, you know, this way of life, this path of medicine, this spiritual path is not the only path. There are many, many paths. And they're here to show us and teach us to be very versatile, to be open to different aspects of spirituality and not just one way. You know, and the multi-dimensional facets that we are as human beings, we're able to tap in on to different levels of energy and mastership and angels and master teachers and master guides, whatever we are on, whatever path we are on, whatever plateau that we, you know, that we see ourselves being on. But the brighter the energy you wear, you know, if you like to wear black, which is not the, you know, it does not make you thinner, by the way. But when you wear darker colors and you're more mundane and to yourself and, you know, and more of a darker energy, unapproachable, do you think a master's going to want to talk to you? You know, so when you're flamboyant and happy and jolly and just really out there for the people, you're going to get visited, not only by your dreams, but maybe just physically in your energy field. You know, I've heard about a lot of things that happen, you know, especially for children. You know, children say the darndest things. One of my little friends, her name was Taylor. I think she was about four. She told her mom, "Do you remember, Mom, when I was your mom and you were my daughter?" And she looked at her and she said, "What did you say?" And she says, "What?" She goes, "What did you just say?" She goes, "I don't know what you're talking about. Hand me my doll," you know. And then kids, they can channel because they're pure.
Right.
They're pure of heart. They're pure of mind. So when the question that you're saying is that, you know, how is it that, you know, we get in contact with the angels? And it's something that we need to evolve in, you know, and through the experiences of others and through the experience of just seeing other people and how they evolve into a higher state of mind, you know, gives us an insight that, you know, it's in order to what become grounded, to be open, to really care about other people, to share what you have and to be generous about what you have. And the more you give, the more that you're able to be worked on by yourself, you're able to get rid of some of those circumstances, those blocks that you have in yourself, about allowing that to happen. But the strongest thing that you can do for yourself when you want to be in contact with Archangel Michael, you want to be in contact with Mother Mary or any of the other masters, ascended masters or angels, is to really have pure intention in the daytime. In other words, when you ask for an intention of the day, you ask for something from God or from Great Spirit or from Source to show you an experience that only Source can bring, not what man made, not what man can bring, or it can be orchestrated by anyone else but Spirit. And then that's how you get to know where your vision is. The more that we focus on the positive energies and aspects of life, the more energy and aspects of that intention will reveal itself to you, whether it comes from Spirit, whether it comes from, you know, angels, where it comes from other people or children, or you are introduced to somebody who is like-minded. You know, Archangel Michael, you know, he works on a very, very etheric energy, very thin layer of energy. He can come into your field just as long as you are needing his protection, needing his wisdom and his know-how. Basically, he protects us. He's always protecting us. He's protecting every single person. But it's about you acknowledging that protection of him that you make that connection with him. So the more energy you give any kind of thought, the stronger the connection you build. I kind of jumped around a lot there. I noticed I did that, but it's you know, I'm trying to get to the meat of the question of the solid answers that you put out there.
Well, I think that's really good, and what I really heard you saying is that, like, the more you think a thought, the more you're, what I see you're saying is, like, the more you feel you'll feel more connected to the angels and ascended masters, the more that you call them in, but it's important to have in your mind or in your heart something like a desire that's heart-centered, that goes beyond something just for the self. And I think that's really what this show is about. You know, and I feel so much better now just being with you, talking to you, and having all the people with us. And I know the masters and the angels are going to want to talk soon. And, you know, my energy is, like, really coming in, you know, and like, relaxing, you know. And I'm really glad that you said what you did about that they want to be around people that are, like, really open and spreading their light. And it's funny because I was thinking about the clothing thing earlier today. But now I always wear, like, greens and blues and pinks and purples much more than I used to, you know. Like, it's like I'm just really drawn to those, the higher chakra colors. And I don't know about, like, I don't know about dressing like Merlin. Like Merlin was saying in the last show, something about you dressing. Was he dressed like Mickey Mouse? Was that what it was? Is that something that the mask is like?
Yeah, he had a Mickey Mouse tie on that day, yeah.
I like that.
Merlin is a child. He could be a little kid, but he teaches that. He teaches how we, you know, we come to an adult and we forget everything. You know, when kids want to go sit in the very front seat of the movie theater, we say, no, get back here. You're gonna hurt your eyes. You know, we see the climb in the trees. We don't say, okay, be careful, Johnny. You know, we say, no, get down. You're gonna fall off of there. You know, and we have this contingency of just trying to be in control of our children. Which is, you know, normal because we're adults and parents and we have worries and fears and so forth, and we want to keep our kids safer at all times. But the masters teach us that kids have more energy and more, they have more soul purpose than adults do because they don't judge. They don't look at a different colored person or a different kind of race and judge them. They say, hey, what's your name? You know, my brother Art doesn't have one arm. He's missing an arm from an accident on a logging. And we used to work at a logging company here in Mount Shasta, and he lost his arm. And so kids will come up to him and go, hey, what happened to your arm? And they say, I was in the ocean and a shark bit it off. Or I was, you know, swinging from tree to tree and it fell off. Or, you know, he'll just make up something. He'll laugh. And then kids just have a tendency just to be so pure that they don't ever think about color or race, creed, or, you know, sexual identity, nothing. They just look at somebody and they want to talk to them, you know, because they're that pure. In our ceremonies, when children come into the lodge, it's a blessing. You know, we have all these, you know, when the sacred pipe is down on the altar, we're not to cross this line or walk in front of it. But kids pretty much can do anything they want except for kicking it over. But, you know, we see children as being pure, you know, pure spirit.
Yeah.
So they're like a blessing. And Merlin teaches that. About how to bring that pure spirit back into our lives as adults. So that's why he's so humorous. He makes really bad jokes at times, and then I get in trouble for it. But he laughs because he sees me get in trouble. But, you know, that's a whole different story from Merlin and I.
Well, he's making me laugh already. So, you know, listen, so tonight I just want to be, like, let's be clear with our listeners. Tonight we're just going to be doing readings, right? There's not going to be an activation.
Yeah, I wanted to touch, Helene was asking me earlier about maybe talking about my one-on-one instruction classes that I'm doing right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's do that. And then just take a brief period to explain some of that about what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is I'm training angels. I'm training people to become, you know, to be at the angel aspect. It's actually a shaman program. It's a, you know, teaching shamanism. And the energy of shamanism is more like the energy of etheric. In order to be an etheric psychic surgeon, it's very important to like people. And it's very important to be able to have enough energy in your field to let go of the negative energies all the way from past lives all the way into this very moment to clear everything up for the future. And when you can do that with a session with somebody in particular, their whole world opens up automatically. It's like releasing the dam of just spiritual energy that's been holding back for so long. And then some people I work on can't believe that they just never knew the things that the masters teach them, you know. And I think a lot of that is just partly being asleep, but not really, you know, this kind of work is now just coming into its power. It's like if I would have taught this, you know, 10 years ago, people are like, what the heck is wrong with you? You can't do that stuff. But now it's like it's right in the mainstream of everything that's happening, along with the energy of the planet, the orchestration of the universe, and the masters. You know, we were talking about last year, coming this year, new masters coming in, new energy forming, and everything is in fruition. There is a grand energy that comes from the universe onto. All we do is merge with it. We merge with that energy, and then we take people there. But we don't do anything for people. The activation occurs in other people's high selves, their extended high self. And as long as you have the intention of tapping into that plateau, the masters will create an abundant alignment of vortexes, numerous vortexes that have certain names, certain energies, and certain personalities that help that individual evolve their mind, their energy, into what feels right for them. So that's why they only work on what people allow them to work on. They won't push people to do what they can't do or throw something at them that is way beyond their understanding or recognition. They'll only work as much as that person is willing to go. And that's what I loved working with Master Kathumi and Mother Mary, because Master Kathumi is very grounding, he's very poetic, and he's very truthful. Mother Mary works with a lot of the energy about your inner child, the energy about loving yourself, getting rid of sadnesses, and she works with your soul's truth. And she teaches about how to bring up the brilliance of your soul. The more, it's like laying in the bathtub when the bathtub is like a quarter full. You're partly cold, you know, you're exposed, you're cold, and you're in a little bit of water. But when that tub is filled to the brim and you can just feel yourself sink and all you can hear is your heartbeat, that's where they want you to go. Because the more energy around you, the more abundant tools, energies, and healing exercises that you can do for yourself. And the more mysteries start to come up to the surface. You know, there's so much more about ourselves than meets the eye. When someone comes up to you and says, oh, look at you, man, look at your aura, look at this, look at that, I can see that you're a healer, this and that, you know, that's great, but where is it? Where can I find it, you know? Or you have such warm hands, oh my gosh, your energy is so nice. Oh yeah? Where does that come from? How do you see that? Right. What do you mean? You know? And so when people say that to other individuals, we get confused. Well, what do you mean? And so the more energy that you have around your body, the more that you can work with, you know, the more energy there is to pull in and transmute. And so the one-on-one instruction is like, you know, it's not in a big full classroom. It's one-on-one. We're working with all 30 masters to work on one individual and giving that full attention to that person. And we always start off with protection and grounding, and then the masters do an activation. Now, the first activation that we do on each individual person is to help them feel alive, to help them feel open, to help them feel all the energies and burdens that we carry through life to be dissolved in that moment. That way, it gives them the ability and the choice to make a decision about how far they want to go and how much work they want to do in that moment. And the masters and I, you know, I'm kind of like, I get dragged along by the masters because they work diligently in the amount of time that we have, either, you know, for an hour or for an hour and a half or 2 hours sometimes. It depends on what the person needs. And this is all about what people need. This is not about what I need. This is about for the people. So we work diligently in that amount of time to get rid of and help that person come into a fullness or a wholeness or feeling complete in some way. And so after each session, I always ask, how do you feel? Or how does that make you feel? Do you feel better? And they always say, oh, my God, I feel so much better. I feel so much lighter. And then when they say that to themselves, they just validated their own true feelings. Because it's not about how much someone tells you you've changed. It's about how you feel the changes taking place and bringing in new experiences in your life. It's about when you validate your own feelings about the changes shifting in your body, you can feel yourself enveloping a whole new direction, a whole new perception, a whole new perspective upon life. So when we work with people, we're here to empower each other. We're here to give you and show you and give you the exercises and the protection, and the masters will speak to you on the individual level that is only intimate between you and that master. And then when you can do that, then you have a whole new energy field that the masters work on you on an individual basis. All the foundation of this instruction is all the same. But for each different person, the masters will always add on something new or bring something new to only what that person can relate to. And so that's why the one-on-one is so good, because people can change really immediately. I have a friend, she's in, Alabama, but she talks funny. Anyways, she has had experiences ever since we started, out-of-body experiences. And that's not, I haven't done that. That's not me. The spirits are taking care of her. You know, as soon as she committed and as soon as she made that her responsibility, she just committed herself to her high self and to her extended soul self and her mission on the planet. So now she's been given all this stuff. You know, spirit is given all this stuff. And so she feels better. She feels happy. She knows how to handle situations that before she didn't understand what to do. Now she knows who to call. And one of the hardest things about this instruction is people need to learn how to ask for help, you know. And we're here to work with you, you know. I'm not here to make a bunch of money off of people. I'm here to, you know, to get paid, but also to be able to give and instruct people how to help themselves so they can use mm-hmm. that power to help other people down the line, you know, to teach someone yeah. to fish, or how does that go? It's better to teach how to fish than to catch fish or something.
No, I think it's better to teach a man to fish than to give him a fish. Something like that. I don't know. I'm not very good with those things. I'm
well, it was really good in my mind, but when it came out, it just came out sloppy. So I apologize.
Well,
but,
because
yeah.
you teach someone to fish, then they can keep eating past that one
That's
day.
That's right. And then when they learn to fish, they can eat forever. Yeah.
Yes, something exactly. Like But what if they're a vegetarian?
Well, you know, that's going to be between you and God.
This is what you're saying is about what you do. It's really true, because you've worked with me, and you've worked with Helene, and you've worked with Kelly. You know, Kelly, I know, is taking, who's a friend of mine, is taking the shaman training with you. Now, what's the difference between the shaman training and any other kind, like people can call you for other kinds of sessions and reading, but you're talking about people who are healers, basically, who want more tools or want to get grounded in what they're doing. Is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, we want to be able to impact everything that they already know. Let's say you're a massage therapist or a Reiki practitioner, or you know, you're doing something else, you're a channeler. All those aspects, you know, this broadens that. The more energy that you can bring in of higher resonance, a higher frequency in your energy field, in what you already know, will broaden. You know, it doesn't make it better. It just broadens it, and you make it better because you put the effort into it. It doesn't do anything. All it does is like, okay, so let's say, do you know anything about stereos? You know, when you have a preamp equalizer, it doesn't have any power, but it changes the sound of the sounds coming out of speakers. So, but it makes it better because the way you like to hear the music or that rock and roll or the oldies or, you know, classical, whatever you like to hear, you make it better by moving the knobs up and down and choosing different frequencies. So what this energy does is it broadens everything that you already are, but also resurfaces the energy that you carry that was hidden from you before. So not only does it reinforce the energy and validate you as a healer, but it also brings other aspects of yourself to the surface, things that you didn't know about. A lot of people didn't know they're from you know, they have Palladian ancestry or Lemurian ancestry. And then when you activate that part of themselves, well, lo and behold, oh, my gosh, there's a lot of blue around me. Oh, lo and behold, there's other people who are attracted to that energy. And then the masters will explain what that energy is and what it does and what it can do for you. And so when someone comes, you know, on the difference between this kind of approach than other approaches is that we get right into the meat and potatoes. We don't like to mess around. We get right into the healing, get right into the changing of the life, right into – I don't like to start out small with breadcrumbs and baby steps in this kind of work, especially when we're teaching. We like just to empower people automatically, immediately, right then and there, because, you know, you're – what you're asking for, and this has been our prayer – that the only people that we attract to this kind of work are the ones that are ready for ascension. And that's also on my website, too. And so when I prayed on that, I'm having the faith that how we come with this approach and this teaching and this instruction, people are going to take it in the way they have been led to it. One of the beautiful, most fascinating things I get a lot is that people say, oh, my gosh, I went to your website, and I can feel the energy coming from the website. Because when we created that website, I didn't create it. You know, I had the material and some of the things I wanted to put down, pictures and so forth, but the masters, it was channeled. A lot of that information was channeled from them because my prayer, our prayer, was to put energy in words so people can feel the connection of what they're reading. And so when that beacon was put out. And so when she read, you know, she read that, and then the combination of what she was reading and the music in the background, it was like a green light. Oh my gosh, I had to call this guy. And so, we're the real deal. I don't know how else to put it. We're the real deal. We're pretty unique, and I don't like to mess around. I like to get right into business, and you know, and it's really kind of cute when people and funny when people just love to talk like I'm doing now, and about you know their experiences because they can't believe that much change happened in that little period of time, you know, and so that's why we work with 35 of the masters because we want to be able to bring everything in that moment. Physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, bringing all that wholeness. And then people get to encapsulate that in themselves and use it for themselves. So, you know, part of that instruction is getting people to think outside the universe and, you know, and allow their inner knowledge or inner knowing and some of the their own master teachers that are inside to teach them what they have to remember. Because everybody who's coming in is not, and you've heard this before, everyone who's coming in to learn this stuff is not relearning something different. Everything is already inside you. It's just about how much you want to bring to the surface and how much you want to use in this lifetime. And so that's what we're here to do. We're here to empower people.
Wow. That's very powerful. And certainly what you're offering is for the highest good of all involved. And, you know, that's, and you know that it's really coming from a place of a lot of love. Yeah, and definitely, I mean, since we've been doing this show together or since you started back on Cosmic Current with Helene and I, you know, a lot more people know about you and you've been doing other stuff. And you did that activation last week with Sagra Media. And how did that go? Just briefly before we can... I know that we have a lot of callers. That's what I'm saying. People are going to want.
We'll stop right here in just a few seconds here.
Okay. But I want to know about that. How was it?
It was really good. It was really good. I did it like two or three times before because it was so long, you know. And I kept saying it's going to be a little bit longer. There's a lot of information, and about six or seven people called me and they said, you know what happened? I fell asleep. I couldn't finish it, or else I got drifty. And this makes me laugh because. I remember when I first started meditating, my subconscious was so wound up in my human form that any time I felt like I was leaving the planet, I would want to stay. So a part of me would stay on the planet and a part of me would go in meditation where, you know, and on Thaleo, you got most of your energy there, your awareness. You can see, you can smell, you can feel. What happens when we leave the stratosphere of Earth and we're going into a higher realm, a lot of times it could be so much so much stuff. You just live. You know, it's just like kids who are just going to school and they spawn there and people going, oh my God, it's so hot, I gotta lay down. And kids are just snoring because they
Matthew?
What?
We're kind of losing your. I can't hear you so well anymore.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's a little better now. You were just sort of fading.
Okay.
But I hear what you're saying. It's like it can be like overload for the subconscious or for the conscious mind. That people just have to like fall asleep. But that doesn't mean that it didn't have a big effect on people, right?
The effect was already happening. And for this one, there's a 9-day window. And so it doesn't matter how many times you do it during that time, the energy is going to be just as strong. And you know, what I do is that I take off my shoes. I have my shoes and socks, and I have bare feet on the floor. That way I won't go anywhere. You know, I make sure that, you know, I feel my feet on the floor, and you know, that way I can stay in focus. Even if I'm just not always into the meditation completely out of body, but I'm hearing everything that's being said. And then when I can, you know, trace that into myself, I do it again after that, and then I can follow it better because I'm already kind of know what's going to be happening, what's going to be coming forward. So it was quite an extensive activation, you know, and I have to admit it was quite long, even for me. But that's mm-hmm. how they wanted it. They wanted me to stretch it out because there was periods mm-hmm. where people had to jump into different animals. And by jumping into animals, you take on that medicine. You take on that spirit. And then you wow. take that spirit with you on your journey. And when you take that spirit on you on your journey, it's working on you, and you're being bombarded with other energies from those different levels. And I got to say this, too, is that, you know, as far as dimensions go, and, you know, 14 dimensions, I didn't know where I was. When I was narrating, you know, there was no, you are here now. There was no, okay, you're leaving this plateau and moving into it. There was no direction. I had to actually mm-hmm. feel when it shifted in my own body to feel when we were right. going up to the next plateau. So mm-hmm. it was quite the challenge for me as well as it was to, you know, I love giving that kind of stuff. I love to be able to be in that position to help as many people as possible to have that feeling of activating themselves. But mm-hmm. yeah, it was an extensive one, and I probably won't do one as long as that again, unless they really, really want me to. But yeah, it was fun. The next one coming up is going to be fun too, so I can, and that one, I think that one is called, they're calling it the activation of the heart chakra. So
oh,
that
beautiful.
One is going to be a little bit easier to understand, and the energy will be just right on.
Mm.
But okay, so if you want
to
go ahead.
Let me just say that the one you did in the our last show was phenomenal, and one of our listeners even made a video of it, put it up on not YouTube, but another website, because she liked it so much. So you're becoming very popular. It's activations, sir. Yeah, she made like a still pictures video with your activation, and you know, of course, gave you the credit. Matthew Bueno on the C.J. Miller Show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Bridget Kennedy, one of our fans.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
We love her. She's from Europe. So I'll try to put the link out, but the thing is then it has, like, ads as you're listening to it. So I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to be putting all of the stuff, all of our shows up on YouTube in this next week or so. So we'll have those. But people can always listen to the links of the old shows on Blog Talk, just to remind people, which have been really great. So how do you want to do this tonight? Do you want to do a little opening, and then we'll be ready for some calls? Matthew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, then.
Okay, thank you, God, for this day, for this way of life, for the energy that you provide for the people on earth, for all the children and all the elders and all the people listening today. We ask your great energy and your great love to be bestowed upon every person listening today, and to bring the energy in from their high self and to affect their children, their animals, and their environment. We ask for energy to be on Mother Earth and to help to clear and clean all the energies in the toxicities in the oceans and in the rivers, and to make it drinkable, to make it pure for all the states and the countries that are out without clean and clear water. And today we ask, Grandfather, for the energies of your enlightened source and your heart-mended unity to come into the abundance of all those listening today and to create an atmospheric energy that will help people to unfold into the evolving spirit that they are. We ask you this in the highest love and the highest purpose and the highest divine love that the highest integrity can provide. So we call upon Master Kithumi, Dual Kul, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Archangel Michael, Uriel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Radfield, Jobiel, Ilmoria, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Master Hilarion, Jesus Christ, Buddha, White Buffalo, Calf Woman, Geronimo, Sinibul, Krishna, Mary Magdalene, Metatron, Merlin, Master Shah, John the Baptist, Lady Nada, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Salaria, Asterigam, Lily, Antioga, Master Toth, Master Ayubi, Master Kwan, Isis, Sananda, Nichnana, Muktananda, Maitreya, Sai Baba. We call upon Pele, and Maha Chohan, Master Sarayas, Master Balatron. We also call upon Jezebel. We also call upon Master Moses, St. Francis of Assisi, Peter, St. Anthony. Okay. And we also call upon the Brotherhood of the Enlightened Beings of the Palladian Council to come through. And to everyone's high self today, listening to this radio program, either now or later, to be, still be affected by your love and your energy and your evolving spirit. We thank you for this day. We ask you to surround every single person with your beautiful light today, to bring them into their heart and their mind, to let go of some of the things that they're carrying that they know they should have let go in a long time ago, and help them to find closure within themselves and to finish what they have started so they can bring in new energy for themselves and for their children. We ask you this in the highest love and the highest goodness, our highest intention. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Matak Yasin. Okay.
Thank you.
That calmed me down. I'm sorry.
Me
I apologize.
Too.
I was really wound up earlier because I meditated before it came on and I was fine. So, okay.
Yeah, it's all good. I feel better too. Thank you. Okay. So, Matthew, we are going to take our first caller then.
Okay.
Let's take, okay, somebody, let's see. I'm going to take this 307, number 307413. Hello, 307. Are you with us?
I am.
Hi, you're on the C.J. Miller Show with Matthew Bueno. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Erin.
Oh, hi, Erin. Hi. Thanks so much for calling. Do you have a question for Matthew?
I do. Matthew, hello.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Matthew, I've had a lot of transition in the last almost 3 years. And just recently, like you were speaking about in the beginning of the program, I just had some beautiful completion in the last week. And I am so grateful to the Ascended Masters, the Goddesses, everyone who's helped me get to this place. And tonight, my question is, I just feel like I have this expanded view of what potential is, and my energy is so high. And do the Ascended Masters have any information that I need right now?
Okay, so do I have your permission to connect to High Self?
Excuse me?
Do I have your permission to connect to your High Self?
Yes, you do. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no worries. So I'm connecting to God, to the Masters, and connecting to your crown chakra. Oh, my gosh. So much lavender in your energy field. Awesome. Okay, let's call in. Let's see who wants to talk to Erin. Everybody? Anybody? Master Shaw? Okay, come on in. All right, Master Shaw's coming in. Okay. So he kind of gave me this look like you didn't have to say it like that. But no, it's okay. And so he says, your throat chakra is really important right now. It's really important for you to really speak your truth. It's really important to not only speak your truth, but only to come from your heart and your throat chakra together. You have this real abundant energy coming from your second and third chakra, and some of this energy is going to be bombarding you. So it's really, really important at this time, now that your cup is running over, is to start to share it, even if it means to write a book or write something down, also to let yourself expand more into the energy of abundance. It's really important that you not only ground yourself heavily in the morning, but also really let your ideas swim about in your mind. And when you can sit there and meditate and let ideas come up into the surface, and you recognize those ideas as resonating with yourself, you can actually bring those energies into manifestation and start to create whatever it is that you want to pursue. Okay, Mother Mary's coming in to Lady Nada, Mary Magdalene. Mother Mary says too that it's really important to share what you have, to share your energy, especially with children. She says it's very important to stay out of the mindset of me, myself, and I. and to be more in the energy of you, we, and us world. And right now she says that there's some energy stuck in your soul's truth, behind your belly button, in your stomach. Merlin and Archangel Michael are bringing in this energy from your crown chakra to help to bring some of this energy up to the surface. And it looks like you've uncovered an ancient energy or some ancient prodigy inside yourself from ancient times. Let's go in there and just look at to see what that is. And Mother Mary says that you have a lot of mystery in your world. You have a lot of mystery in your ancestors. You have a lot of mystery. And so part of that mystery is learning how to have self-discovery and learning how to not have walls up when you're learning self-discovery, because you're going to be bringing people into your life that are going to be asking you questions or want to know who you are because just by the vibration that you carry. So it's important to share just a little bit if it resonates, but not give your power away too much, but just to stay in a spiritual integrity where you can have a boundary between your energy and that other person.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, okay. So Merlin is saying that this manifest that you brought into the surface has to do with the Atlantean energy and the ram. There's like a golden ram inside your second chakra that's being unveiled. And it's talking about pursuing your heart's dream, pursuing the unimaginable thing that you've always wanted to pursue. And it means, Mother Mary says it, now take this with a grain of salt, she said, to be able to follow your heart means that you need to start taking more chances. It means that you need to take more risks. You know, you can't be in this world with so much love and so much energy that you carry to not try to take a risk or a chance. By taking a risk or a chance, you're going to be opening up yourself more to be evolving into your higher domain, higher spirit, higher wisdom, into being your own instructor, being your own teacher, writing books that we just talked about putting energy into words, and you have that ability. You have that ability. You have that vibration, and that comes in that lavender, pink, and purple energy that you carry in your etheric. And so it looks like you've done a lot of work on yourself to get to where you are right now. Does that resonate?
It does.
Okay. So we're just going to clear some energies around your chakra, your second chakra. And there's some doubt, a little bit of doubt in there, a little bit of insecurity. And it's like having a cork put on your bottle and feeling like you just have to give a little bit at a time, but not the whole enchilada or the whole thing that you have inside. And Master Gethsemane says it's important when you feel God's love inside your body, and you know what kind of love you carry, it's important to mesh those two energies together. And by meshing them together, all the chances you take in life will already be true to you, will already show you what you have and what you have coming. That way you get rid of presentation in your life, and you're able to see the true result behind the illusion. Does that make sense to you?
It doesn't, I know.
Okay, so when you're up against something that you want to have in your life, let's say you want to, you have some kind of wish or some kind of goal that you want to achieve in your world, by having the intention of feeling that energy of God's love and your love together, and then having the intention of what you want to complete in that, it will show you either through dreams, through other people, or the insight will just be there when you meditate. You already know what you have to do in order to get to that place of manifestation. Does that feel true?
It does, and thank you for the clarification.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So Isis, just real quick, she wants to actually activate that golden symbol in your second chakra. So we're just going to let her do that right now. She's going to activate it. And what that means is that she's going to open it up, because she says that your energy and your vibration and all the frequencies around your body are in relationship with this thing inside your second chakra. This energy is that you're probably going to feel like heat flashes, getting really hot, where it's going to start burning away old karma. And so when Isis starts this activation in your second chakra, she just wants you to breathe down your feet, and Mother Mary will fashion a grounding cord for you and help you to release some of that energy. Okay. So Isis started the activation inside you right now. Okay, and it's going up all the way up into your heart chakra. and building like a little vortex in there. Can you sense that happening?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So I just want you to breathe down your feet. And Master Kathumi says, let yourself envelop that energy. Let yourself bring it up into your body and all around your body and all around your energy field. And then send it back up to God or Source. And then just wait for a moment, and then it'll come back down, blessed. And so what this does, Master Kathumi says, is that it really puts you on task to be able to see things coming your way or see things that are coming into your life, and to remove the presentation from it, because not every gift is going to show itself to you as at face value. You're going to have to work to get through the illusion of face value to see the intention behind it and work with it. Okay. So they're creating a vortex of energy around your etheric and your angelic and your spiritual body and bringing it up all the way up into your high self. So I just want to say just personally to myself, to you, is that I'm really, really happy to see all the work that you've done on yourself and all the processes that you've gone through. It looks like you've done a lot of inner work and a lot of inner journey with yourself to make you get yourself into this place.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Matthew, one
last question, and I absolutely felt the energy, and I'm very grateful for this experience. My deepest desire right now is to trust myself. What can you say to me on that subject?
Okay. Mother Mary says, you need to learn to let go of all impossibilities and to know that the orchestration of the universe is throwing themselves at you, just completely throwing themselves at you to listen and to pay attention and to ask for help. A lot of the energies that you're feeling about trusting yourself is about discerning what is true for you and what is not. Discerning also means to really recognize any imposters or any energies that don't belong in your field. At this moment, I don't see any energies of that sort in there. But Mother Mary says that you need to be really aware about protection and grounding. Because when you're protected, you can feel energies that are coming that are not going to be in your resonating with you. So you might want to change directions if you're headed someplace. And learning to trust that and then having the faith that that happens and having an experience after that, you'll be able to start trusting the way you feel inside, because it's really hard. You know, even for me, when we started, I didn't know if I was being effective. I didn't know if the things I was saying was true. And then Mother Mary says, well, check in with your heart. Does it feel true? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. Okay, then trust that. And so the more I gave that trust, the more I made that connection with my heart, the more I started having experiences to where it taught me and validated the feelings I was having inside. So for you, Mother Mary says it's important to realize that there's more possibilities than impossibilities. There is no restraint than all the power that you can bring into your world and into your life. The energy of the orchestration of the universe is all you have to do is ask for help. And let's see. Let me get Maitreya, Merlin, Master Shaw, okay? Then Master Shaw says that if you call him in the morning and help him meditate with you, he'll put his hands on your shoulders and help you to remove the energies and burdens that you're carrying for other people. And when you carry burdens from other people, it's like you're actually carrying on other people's personalities about how to forget things rather than how to remember things. So it's like an obligation of illusion that you've placed on yourself. So right now I'm just going to have Master Shaw just declare that from your shoulders, your neck, and your lower back. And then in the morning when you meditate, to call Master Shaw in, but into your high self. Always call in spirits into your high self. That way they have to travel, they have to pass by God and by Archangel Michael, and that they're not going to have, you know, any entities or anything. They're going to be clear.
Wonderful.
Okay. Did that help
you
a little bit?
It helped me tremendously. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome. Thanks, Erin. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right. Good night.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks.
Good night.
Bye. Oh, that was very interesting. Something that you were saying that I was really connecting with in that last part, and now I completely went out of my head. I was really in the moment.
Some of the things that the masters say aren't for the speaker. You know, they're not for me. They're for the person who's receiving it. You know, it's just like the words in the book, just like sounds anywhere. Sometimes messages come through sounds and words that other people recognize for themselves, but other people don't feel the same connection.
Exactly. That was definitely a powerful start to the evening. And I guess, sometimes I'm going to remember things, other times not. But all right, are you ready for another? Okay. Let me see here. Let's take this one. Let's take this 410 number. 410-798. Hello, this is the CJ Miller Show with Matthew Bueno.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Thank
you
for calling in. Hi, we're great. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I have a question for Matthew.
Is this Kathy?
Please.
Briggs?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh, you cheater. You're not supposed to call.
That's not true. I'm just kidding.
Go ahead. She's one of my students.
Oh, awesome.
I'll leave it to you guys.
Have a good time.
I've had a headache all day long, and my ears are buzzing, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So let's get Archangel Michael in there, and we already could see it. So the energy in your crown chakra is growing rapidly, but there's a lot of conflict about what you believe is true for yourself and what you feel is coming into your life. And there's still some hurt and feelings about sadness about your friend in your heart that is kind of having a blocking effect of all the energy traveling up and down from your high self into your body. So there's an energy of blockage in your crown chakra that Archangel Michael and Merlin and Metatron are going to release for you right now. And they're just saying, just breathe down your grounding cord. Okay. Mother Mary is suggesting right now that you visualize your first chakra as being pure gold light. Okay. And then now making your spine pure gold light. And imagine pure gold light coming out of your third eye as they're working on your crown chakra. Okay. And now Maitreya, Jeshua, and Metatron are going into your heart chakra. And Auntie Olga are coming into your heart chakra. She doesn't come in very often, but it's always great to see her. They're going into your heart chakra to clear up some of the sadness and energies that you have. And also there's some conflict between you and your husband. And it's not so much as a verbal thing, more of an energetic thing. Like he's thinking, what is she getting into now? What is she doing now? And you can actually feel that happening. And you kind of want to not talk about it or reveal yourself too much, but you want to be able to stay on the same frequency as him so you don't feel like you're, you know, overgrowing or moving past his personality or love. So they're clearing up the energy in your heart chakra. All right. And El Moria is going into your right side of your brain, and he says that you're doing really, really well. You just have to really learn to meditate and ground yourself better to where you send the energy out your grounding cord and not hold stuff in. Because we're still, you know, a lot of us are still in the old paradigm where we think, oh, we just give it time, let's go away. Well, it's better to just throw it away than to keep it and to make sure it's going to just go away by itself. And so a lot of the energy that you're feeling inside you is about learning to let go, learning to let go of energies down your grounding cord. Doing it a new way rather than in the old way, just hoping that it just goes away by itself.
I tried to let it go today. I was grounding a couple times and nothing was releasing.
Okay. So when that happens, change the color of your grounding cord and then make your grounding cord a little bit wider. Instead of putting a key at the bottom of your grounding cord from a ship to where you can see that big old heavy thing going to the earth.
Okay.
And then ask for help. Ask Mother Mary, Meshkathumi, the ones you're working with right now, to come in and send the energy down your grounding cord, or Archangel Michael. And that will get used to you asking for help. And a lot of times when we get pain is the times that we need to ask for help, not try to do it ourselves, or what's happening to us, or why can't it go away when I did this or did that. There's other things that you can do. You can call them in, wait till you feel their energy, and then send it down your grounding cord. The other thing you can do, too, is to look at your symbol and look in your symbol in your third eye and ask God to bless it for you, and then absorb all beautiful energy into your body. And whatever doesn't feel right in your body that doesn't resonate with your energy or your love or your who you are, and it feels like a tartan, or it feels like a strain or a dark or a cold energy in your body, that you ask Archangel Michael to remove it from you.
Okay.
And so it's starting to feel the best. I see it's glittering all over your body, which is beautiful. It's like a huge disco ball in your crown chakra shining everywhere. So yeah, there's that energy. And he says that you got some nasal stuff going on in your face too, where all your nasal passages are kind of filling up. Do you have allergies right now or something?
No, I had a cold last week, and it's starting to clear up now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have some residual stuff in your, and let me get Mile Mori to go in there right now just to clear your nasal passages and the front of your face and open up some of those chakras. You got two chakras on the side of your head, which are your temples, and those are the energies of direction, And you also have energies of direction on two chakras on your knees, and those are for your future direction. And so when the energy is inside, like I'm looking at the chakra on the left side than the right side is more predominant than the one on the left. The one on the left is kind of like it's feeling like, you know, feeling like you're in conflict with that feeling of being tired, you know. No one likes to be tired. No one likes to be achy. No one likes to have body aches or headachy or feel loopy, you know. And so when you can feel where that chakra is on your in your temple on the left side of your brain, you can ask Archangel Michael, Master Thum, and Mother Mary to come in and just pull the energy out of that and help you break it loose so it goes down your grounding cord. So that's what we're doing now. Just send it down your grounding cord. Okay. Is that starting to move through your body now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your headache, is it still there? Or
a little bit, but it's better.
Okay. So what I want you to do, this is another one. This is for anybody else who's listening to this right now, and this is something you can do for yourself, okay? So what I want you to do is that I want you to look at your third eye in the center of your eye, and I want you to put a bulb of light, a light bulb there, about 50 watts of pure white light, okay? Just have your eyes closed and looking at that 50-watt light bulb in your third eye. And now make it 100 watts, pure white light in your third eye. Okay. And if your tail spine, I want you to imagine that a green fire just started in your first chakra, a green fire. And your green fire is starting to move up your spine like warm water. And I want you to bring that green fire all the way up behind your heart chakra. Okay. And I want you to look back at the light bulb again. And now notice how it's getting more intensified. Now make it 1,000 watts, pure white light in your third eye. A little bit blinding, a little bit intense, but still you can still see it. Okay? And I want you to bring that green fire all the way up into your head, behind your head, and I want you to make that white light 100,000 watts of pure white light. It's extremely intense, extremely powerful, extremely everything you can imagine, white light being in a light bulb. And the count of three, I want you to turn that white light into green. One, two, three. And now make that 100,000 watts of green light. Just move it all over your head, move it where the pain is, move it behind your eyes, warm water. And then when I ask you to, I want you to open it.
Matthew? Can you're fading out.
Oh.
Can't hear you. Yeah. Stopped the last like 30 seconds when there was no sound.
Kathy, did you hear me when I said all that?
The green light, yeah? Out of my
And did you let the light out of your eyes?
I heard the part about the green light.
Okay, so when you're looking at the green light inside your head of 100,000 watts of green pure light.
Right.
Open your eyes and let all the green light out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. I cut out. I must have cut out and you didn't hear that part.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but yeah, it's faded a little.
I don't know what's up with that connection today.
Mm-mm. Big energy.
All right, my feet are tingling.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Kathy. Have a good
night.
All
right, thank you.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think, isn't it like often if the energy is really intense, that sometimes that what happens with the connection?
Totally. I've been having trouble with my Skype. I haven't been able to get onto my Skype because every time I get on, it drops the call. And my Wi-Fi is working fine. Everything's working fine, but I'm crashing my computer with the energy. So I'm trying to figure out, I talked to the master, how do I tone my energy down and consolidate it and harness it in my body, but not, shine it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just zapping everything. And, so I don't,
Well,
I need to get
it's interesting. Yeah.
Kryptonite computer.
Well, what can you, it's hard, Franco DiNicola, who I do the show with too, he said he's gone through like 8 or 10 modems from the cable company because they keep burning them out. And often if we have a conversation on Skype or do an interview, after a little while, he'll start to sound like an alien, like the energy totally changes. And so actually Skype is hard for that. I think the phone is almost easier, but maybe like a landline is less energetically, affected than, but this is the first time that this has happened, that you faded out like that. So you must just have a lot of energy coming through you. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I'll just tell you if we can't hear you, all right? So, and I'm sorry to
let me
know, break in.
It's important. Mm-hmm. It's important information that I'm bringing through for the masters, and I don't want anybody not to hear it. So go ahead. Let's get our next.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. Next. Let's get the next one on. Okay, here we go. This is an oldie but a goodie. 561. 561-445. Are you with us? Hello.
Yes, I am. Hello. Hello. This is Helene.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Helene Lipson, everyone. She's another one of the hosts on In5D Radio and a close personal friend of both mine and Matthew's.
Hi,
Matthew.
Guys.
Hello. Hello.
Unbelievable.
Hi,
really?
Oh, come on, Matthew.
Oh.
Get over yourself.
I just talked to you like 5 minutes ago.
Oh,
you are so sweet, Matthew, and so generous.
I know. Nice. Good save, everybody. Good save.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
me.
I said.
He loves me.
He does.
And,
we all love you.
And I'm calling for good reason. I'm actually really glad to be on today. And I'm working through something that's pretty big lately that has to do with body image, with weight, and about feeling like to the love that I deserve to have. And this is pretty major for me. And even just putting myself out there this way, I want to take a look at this. I want to call in assistance from guides and masters. I battle myself every night that has to do with like wanting to eat and binge on foods, and times I've been thinner, times I've been heavier, but I've never ever been completely happy in this body. And I'm calling for assistance with this and for any insights that you would have for me in working this through, Matthew.
Okay. Do I have your permission to connect to myself?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So we're connecting to your crown chakra right now. The Master Kutumi, Mother Mary, Lady Nada. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Mother Mary says that a lot of the energy that you're dealing with right now is that you are really solely connected to your children. And there's a lot of things that they're going through in their life that is channeling through you. And so what you need to remember is that when you're working with your kids in any way or fashion or form, is that you always work with them from your higher self. You know, you can have your heart connection with them, you know, in your field, but it's always better when you feel like right now when you're getting the answer or the insight about, you know, some of the things you're taking on from Joshua or some of the stuff you're taking on from Michael. You know, it's important to be really aware that whatever that energy is that you want to clear it right away so you don't take on their energies of burden. So when you bring in burdens into your body and into your energy field, it actually feels like weight. It feels like way too much thinking, way too much feeling, way too much everything, because what it does is that it smashes everything down to where you're feeling it, really feeling it, negative or positive. So right now, let's go in and get Metatron, Maitreya, Sananda, Nityananda, Muktananda, Sai Baba, Mother Mary Magdalene, and they're all coming in, and they're going to hold space for you in your crown chakra, and they're going to be pulling it out of your etheric. Now, and so when they start this, I want you to not breathe down your grounding cord, but actually breathe into your crown chakra. And the reason why you're doing this is because now that you understand the energy that's happening in your body, everything that is going on with you is a more physical reality than a spiritual reality. When you focus the intention of this release in your crown chakra, it will continue to happen even after you stop giving it your attention. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and just start breathing into your crown chakra as if you were a birthday candle and there's a fire lit on your head and you're trying to blow it out from where you're looking up at it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. And then as you're doing that, Mother Mary and Archangel Michael are clearing the energies between you and your sons. And there's a lot of relationship issues happening right now with Michael. And so a lot of the energy needs to clear, because what happens is that when you feel that coming into yourself, the number one relationship that you're dealing with is the one with yourself. So that energy, when you're bringing other people's energies to camaraderie with the energy that you're already feeling, sometimes it feels like it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming that you have to give it a name, you have to give it a feeling. And so they're going to clear that energy for you in that program. Now, Master Kwan is coming into your crown chakra inside your brain, and he says a lot of times when you feel like you're, it's about your body type or you're feeling this or that, it's your inner child not feeling safe about where you are. And so you got to learn to pick up your child, pick up your inner child, and tell her that everything's going to be okay, that you're the mama, and you're going to take care of her. You're going to, you know, one of the things that I let my inner child do is that when we go grocery shopping, I let him put everything, Cheerios, Fruit Loops, Cocoa Pebbles, everything he wants on into the basket. But when I get to the checker, I move the basket away, and I put the apples on there, and I walk out. But he's satisfied that I've got all the stuff off the shelf. I was listening to him. So he's going to help me. He's going to feel better. He's going to feel more energetically balanced in himself. And so when I'm working with my inner child, you know, I'm making sure he feels safe. Because if he doesn't feel safe, we're going to go into our overeating. We're going to go into our over everything else. We're going to go into overthinking and over all the other addictions that I have in my life to come up to the surface. So as long as my inner child feels safe and that energy is, we're on the same page with everything, and he has my back and I have his back, then everything will be good, and then we'll have the clear intentions and we'll be able to discern what energies are trying to come into my body and what energies are, you know, outside my body trying to come in, and I can clear it before it comes in. So for you, it's sort of the same thing, is that your inner child, you know, she's very cute, but she walks around with this little teddy bear. And she doesn't like to show her face a lot, like she's embarrassed about her face. So she hides her face in the back of the teddy bear, and she pretends that her body is the teddy bear because everybody likes a cute teddy bear. So she pretends that the teddy bear is talking when it's really not. It's really her. You know, she has it in her lap, and she hears the arms moving and stuff. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's intense.
Okay, so as we're doing this work with your inner child, we're disconnecting the energy of that conflict within you and your child so she can feel safe. And so right now I'm going to ask my little boy, my inner child, Jacob, to go into your body and your energy field to talk to your inner child and see what she says about all that.
Okay.
Okay, and she said that right now. She said that she She was feeling unsafe, and she's afraid of people looking at her. She doesn't want to be looked at or gawked at. Let me ask her something else. So I'm asking her, what can your mother do in order for her to help you to feel safe? Basically, your inner child wants you to spend more time with her to build a trust relationship together. One of the three key things she said is to eat together and to make noises while you're eating and to write a letter to yourself in your left hand, and which will be a letter from her. And a lot of this is personal, so I'm not going to bring it out on the radio, but I will tell you that your inner child has a lot of needs that you need to spend more time with her and do some coloring. And when you are building a relationship with your inner child that way, not only do you heal that part of yourself, but you feel more confident in your world, in your life. And you don't have to second-guess yourself. You don't have to worry about how you look or what you wear or anything like that, as long as you feel good in your skin. Does that make sense to you?
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. So Jacob, he's given her a rocket ship, and she's given, they're doing a trade. She's given him the bear, and he's given her the rocket ship, because Jacob, my inner child, he's the master of the universe, basically. So he's offering her that and a kaleidoscope so she could see all the colors. Very nice of you, Jacob. Okay.
Wow.
So that energy in your stomach should start building a little bit. Is that starting to feel better in your stomach and the way?
Yeah.
Now, when you first came on a little while ago and you said that, you know, you had a question about what you're going through, has it changed and shifted just a little bit?
Yeah. It did a little bit.
Okay.
There's been a softening about it, but kind of more of like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you're saying is so on the money. You know, and the hiding and the teddy bears and all my teddy bears and panda bears and all. I don't even know if you know all about that.
No, I don't. I don't know anything about
that.
I didn't know you had teddy bears.
Teddy bears and panda bears and all kinds of stuff. So, I that makes sense. Hide behind that, and everybody looking at me, and me being in the center of everything like that is extremely relevant to my childhood. In the center of everything, and just trying to run away from that. So that makes sense for hide. Wow.
So your mission of you. If you decide to take this mission onto yourself, is to be able to make a connection with your inner child. And I could talk to you more about that one-on-one, you know, different time. When you make a relationship with your inner child, you'll know the innermost darkest secrets that you carry but you didn't know you had. And when they become revealed, forgiven, then you can move on. And it's a feeling of feeling supported by a part of yourself that you didn't know that could support you. And so what we do is that we fill that area up with all the worries and pains and guilt and shame, and then we walk around with that thinking that everyone's judging us or looking at us in a weird way. So the more energy that we can build between us and our inner children and to help us feel safe, the more that we can feel more connected to not only ourselves, love ourselves more, but be more connected to our higher self, to our God and to the source. And, you know, with that energy, you know, God says, or masters say that God is a child, and the closest thing to God is a child. So when you become closer to your child, you'll know more about who you are in this universe. Yeah.
Wow. This is so helpful, Matthew. It's great.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Mm. That was really cool.
I mean, Claudia, you know me so well.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know you,
and
that was, yeah, that was really healing. I feel really happy for you.
For the teddy bears.
Hello.
That's what we say. Hello.
Sorry.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you said so that he knew the name. I didn't even hear him say Joshua. He said Joshua.
Yeah, I've talked about Michael. I've never, ever talked about Joshua. I never even mentioned his name, so that was really...
Wow.
It's like very... That's true. Those are my two children, Michael and Joshua.
That's intense.
Wow.
Cool.
All right.
Well, Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. You guys
love you,
Elaine.
Thank you.
I love you both very, very much.
We love you. All right.
Bye,
we'll talk
guys.
To you.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you again another time, I'm sure.
I'm sure,
too. Yeah. All right.
Bye, guys.
Thanks a lot, sweetie. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody might know that Helene and I do a show together called Cosmic Current. And Matthew talks to her maybe every other day. So that was why he was giving her a little bit of that attitude. But that was very interesting reading. But you're funny. That's the cool thing about you. You're very real. Here you are channeling these ascended masters and these angels and archangels, and then you come out with things like that. It's like, it's really cool, the blend of your personality and all of these masters.
I'm not your usual, you know, candidate for channeling. I mean, yeah, I got issues. I got issues too. I'm a human being, you know, and I'm not perfect. Believe me. It's like channeling is like any man's dream. It's like a Harley Davidson, you know, but wearing a priest outfit riding down the road, you know. I love it. You know, I love the mixture of the different eclectic personalities that are in all of us, you know, and it's, you know, I'm here to have fun, really. I'm just here to have fun and on the side empower people, on the side help heal people, on the side help to extend life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just about being here and having a good time, really. And I wouldn't want to do anything else, you know.
Well, you're really embodying what a very good example for us, because it's so important to be able to have fun and be in that playful space and, you know, connect with the child part of ourselves. And that was what, you know, like you were talking about just before in Helene's reading about the inner child, working with the inner child, and that is so key. And wow, you know, you're definitely in touch with your inner child, and that was really cool.
when I was in massage school over in San Jose in 1995, we had a free chiropractor appointment once a week, and then they had an inner child counselor. At first, I didn't know what that was, and so I went there, and her name was Bonnie. And her inner child was awesome. She was just all tattooed and just, you know, she would talk and she would channel her inner child. It would come through. It was just kind of creepy at first, but after I got to know Jacob, my inner child, I realized it wasn't so creepy. And one day I came in there and I had all these issues with my inner child because I couldn't connect. And she says, Matthew, just calm down. I want you to close your eyes. And I said, okay. So I closed my eyes, and she goes, what is your inner child doing? And I was like, I was thrown because he was climbing up to my head, unzipped my head, took out my brain and stomped on it, and then pulled my heart out of my chest and stuck it in my head and goes, here, now think with that.
What?
Okay, I think too much. Right on. Thank you, I needed to know that. So she got a kick out of that, and she said, this is a feeling tank, you know, because kids feel. They don't ever think. They feel. They feel everything. They're emotional. So, as we get into adulthood, we become thinkers.
Matthew? Fading a little. Your connection is fading. Okay.
So, what part did you hear?
You were talking, and I'm sorry. I don't know what part I heard. It was just the last piece.
So, you know, I was just saying that when kids, you know, kids aren't thinkers, they're feelers. And as we grow up as adults, we become more mental machines and more programmers. And, you know, we're up in our heads a lot. And kids, you know, they know how to be in their heart. And so when we have a good connection with our children, you know, we have a good connection with our heart.
Yes, that's really good. So I'm glad. See, you're with it. You're remembering it. It's all about the connection with the inner child. It's really true. And, you know, just listening to what you were saying to Helene, it really reminded me of how I need to, you know, having my own child, I'm always reminded of that, like, geez, if I'm not being good to my own kid, then I'm definitely not being so good to my inner child. Or, you know, if I'm not letting her play. And it is important for us to listen to. And children are so pure. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. You know, we have so many people who want to talk to you. So can we take another call now?
Sure.
Matthew? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Okay. Here we go. We're going to take this call, 812. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi. This is CJ Miller. Hi. Who do we have calling? Hi.
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. Well, thanks for calling. Do you have a question for Matthew?
Just a general, whatever. I got any guidance maybe I could get, or maybe some activation, just whatever he's got for me. I don't have anything specific.
Step right up, folks. Get your activations right here. I got everything you need. 31 flavors. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, really, seriously.
All right.
So,
thanks, Matthew. Don't worry, Joe. He's not going to bite your head.
I never got that before. I've never had anybody ask me that. So I was just like, wow, somebody who really knows his stuff. Right on. You asking for what you want. Okay, I really appreciate that. I really honor that. Scott, do I have your permission to connect your high self?
You do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me call on Master's Energy. Okay. So you have just by looking at your energy field, you have a lot of energy inside your etheric field that are blocked. There's a lot of blocked energy around your throat chakra. There's blocked energy around your heart chakra. And it looks like a lot of stuff that's been kind of coming in. I mean, there's been there for a while, but it's starting to come out, just starting to leave you now. Things that you've been carrying for like the last 5 or 6 years is coming out of your heart chakra. And basically, I'm trying to find the energy to tell you what it is, but because it has an old signature, an old energy signature on it, it's not giving up any personality or any feeling from it. So I'm just going to have Metatron and Merlin go ahead and take it out of your chakra and your crown chakra and ask Archangel Michael to come in and clear out your crown and pull the energy down your spine. And we're going to go ahead and create a grounding cord for you from Mother Mary from your first chakra and send it down to the earth. Okay. Okay, so Mother Mary is saying that she wants to go into your soul's truth and start pulling out some of the energies and emotions that you're carrying inside your body. And it looks like there's a lot of energy around not feeling completely in your body, not feeling completely about who you are and what you're doing is true, and kind of like you're trying to make a decision about what to do next. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go into your soul's truth right now and clear up some of that illusion and some of that conundrum and confusion. Okay. All right. So, wow, that's interesting. Cool. So Mother Mary says that there is an energy coming in from Lemuria into your crown chakra. And so what it's doing is that it's bringing up all these memories and deja vus up to the surface for you, where you kind of remember when you've been here before, but you don't know what that means exactly. And so what it's doing is that it's coursing its way through your DNA and bringing energy up to your surface of your body for you to recognize in your spirit. And when these energies come up, sometimes we get confused about what we're doing. Is this the life? Is this the right life that I'm in? Am I supposed to be here? What more do I need to do in order to get where I'm going? I was getting tongue twisted there. And so she's going to clear up some of the energy about that. And it looks like you were some kind of scientist or mastermind back in Lemuria, and I think you still have that energy inside you, like a mastermind, science, engineer. It looks like there's a lot of ingenuity. You're an inventor, and this energy that I'm talking about is this blue light that's coming in, this blue indigo light that's coming in, permeating from the back of your head, going down your spine, and now it's permeating out of your second chakra. Yeah, out of your soul's truth. Okay. So does that resonate with you?
Yes, I am an inventor.
You're what?
An inventor? Yes, it does.
Oh, you're an inventor. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So as they're bringing out that energy of your soul's truth, one of the things that she says is really important for you is to be in your integrity, not to let yourself being talked out of things that you are already doing, because the magic comes from inspiration. When you're inspired to do something for your life or for someone else's life or for the whole, to bring about humor or to bring something into a new realization or a new energy, it's about you and that energy of creation that's coming from your high self. And because you have Lemurian background, because you have a lot of that green and indigo light in around your energy field, how old are you, Scott?
60.
You're 60. Oh, okay. Huh. That is, you have, you know, the funny thing is that I only see this light around indigo children. That's interesting. Let me look at something real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Well, you have indigo personality. You have indigo light energy. You have an indigo childlike inside you. And what that means is that you're very advanced. You have a lot more energies going for you. But it's almost like you have all this energy, but you don't know how to read the manual. And the manual will tell you how to bring about more wisdom and energy that will help you facilitate changes in your life as well as other people's lives. And so it looks like you're also an activator. Maybe that's why you asked for activation. But, and so the energy of activation comes in like this, it's like the solid emerald green light, and it's on your right side of your brain. And so that energy is in like your etheric module, which is the module is basically a fancy word for blueprint. So the blueprint inside your etheric body talks about you being an activator, but not with words, but with mindset, with energy. With like visualization and bringing that into fruition. And because you have the indigo light around you, you also have an indigo heart, which talks about being like a record keeper, somebody who's a record keeper, somebody who has a lot of wisdom for a lot of years. And not only this lifetime, but you have the ability to remember lifetimes, those wisdoms from other lifetimes. So let me see what else real quick. So is everything I'm saying to you, is this filter to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. What part stands out the most for you?
There's nothing really that really sticks out.
Okay. So everything feels true and it resonates, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does it resonate more in your heart chakra, in your head, or your lower abdomen?
In my chest area, in my heart area.
Very, very good. Very good. Okay. All right. Just a little test there. Just testing you a little bit to see if you were truly an indigo person, and you are. So the energy of the indigo light, I'm going to clear some more energy out of your heart chakra. Metatron, Maitreya is coming in. And Maitreya is saying, you know, this is kind of biblical in a sense. This is something that you've always wanted. Something that you've always looked for inside yourself. It's always something that you wanted to find the mystery of it. And now you have it. And he says, now what are you going to do with it? You know, you have some really powerful, you have a very powerful mind. You have a very, very powerful manifestation quality about yourself, but what are you going to do with it? You know, and it's easy to get caught up in, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks or, you know, well, my mind is made up already. This is the way I've lived, and this is the way I'm going to continue to live, blah, blah, blah. He says, when you get this kind of energy, it's important to share it. It's important to acknowledge it in other people because you carry something really wonderful inside you, like the indigo light, which is a manifestation. You can look at energy inside around the planet and create grids where you can actually change the vibrations and frequencies of the ocean, of the water, of the land. You know, you have all these different energies that are coming through to you to help heal parts of the world. And what are you going to do with it? You know, we don't want to hoard this kind of gift. We want to be able to share it. Like for you, he says, it's always important to read the manual because in the manual, you'll find that you're not the only one who has this gift. because you'll be attracting other people who are like-minded who also do this work. Okay. Does that feel true to you?
Absolutely. But what's the manual?
Right. Okay. That's a good question. But, cool. So, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. So we're going to go ahead and activate you in the indigo light, in the indigo light process. And the indigo light process is something we do in the beginning of an instruction at any time. And the indigo light process helps you to move through your issues at a very rapid rate. It's like, you know, it's like putting quick grow on the spiritual warrior, just wake up automatically. So when you go through processes, your mind works really, really fast, which is a good thing. And so when you go through processes of energy and you get to a different plateau, you know, your processes are dissolved rapidly, so you don't have to keep dwelling on the things you've forgotten or you've got left behind or what you didn't remember or what you didn't learn. The indigo light process helps you to move directly into your power, into your evolution, into your spirit. So whatever you do next will be an activation. It's like as soon as you put action into activation, you become that activation. You become that energy. And it's, you know, let me just make sure this is going to be alignment with your high self before we do this. Okay. Archangel Michael says, yeah. All right. So we're going to go ahead and start that. So do I have your permission to connect to your extended soul self? All right, so we're bringing that energy in, creating a grid above your crown chakra, and now we're putting a grid around your etheric, and Buddha is creating a white light lotus. Okay, the white light lotus is a representation of tantric energy, but it's not tantric energy for, you know, sexual pleasures or anything. It's tantric energy, the kind that they're using now, is a purifier. It purifies your first, second, third, and fourth chakras inside your body. And then when the activation occurs, it makes everything complete in all those chakras. So that energy or that program, for whatever reason they're doing this, won't come back. Okay. All right. So go ahead and do it now. We're putting seven rings of light around your body, around your feet, your knees, your hips, your stomach, your abdomen, your chest, your throat, your forehead, and your crown chakra. All right. So just breathe down your grounding cord that they created for you and just let that energy permeate throughout your body. And as soon as you feel the energy coming around your body, have the intention of drawing it inside you. Can you sense that happening with you, Scott?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So,
yes.
So go ahead and sit there and enjoy that. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. That was great.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're awesome. Thank
you're
you.
Awesome. All
you're
right.
Welcome, Scott.
Have a great
okay.
night,
Thanks.
Scott. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Wow, that was powerful. You're really fire tonight, Matthew. Huh?
He, it's almost like a wolf in sheep clothing, you know. It just amazes me how many powerful people out there, and they're not doing the same thing I'm doing or more, you know, or they're not on the radio talking. You know, it just surprises me how many beautiful, every single person I worked on tonight has something beautiful that they have inside. They're not nurturing enough to come out, you know. And that's just the way of it, you know. And then
well,
when we find each other.
Yeah,
we find each other. And then, wow, then boom, we can relate. And now sometimes all we need is a little push. Sometimes all we need is a little validation. You know, all we need is sometimes is someone to recognize us. And then we feel beautiful. We feel good, you know. And the important thing is not to fall in the trap of ego or expectation. Because if you have expectation or ego, a million people could love you. One person doesn't, and that person will bring you down. And I just talked about myself right there.
Oh, and I was like, I understand. I know what that can be.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody can totally identify with that statement, too. Yeah, because that's how it could be. We could be like flying high in a cloud. I'm so happy. I'm having the best day. So high vibrational. Then you talk to your ex, and you're like, boom, come right down. You're like, oh, geez. I don't know. At least for me. Like, you know, and try to be loving. And it's just because people are push our buttons, right? And the way I'm trying to look at these things now is like, you know, just thank you for everything that comes. No polarity, no good or bad. It's just, but, you know, it was interesting because Scott is like one of our fans, the fans of our show, and I had talked to him. I told him to call in, so I'm really glad he got a reading from you.
Oh, wow.
And he is, you know, he's a great energy healer, and I really wanted him to connect with you so that he could get some tools for being grounded, and I think a lot of people that are light workers, I think the cool thing about doing this show is that we are drawing people to us and people that need this kind of connection to other people and need some extra tools and need, like you said, need somebody to recognize them and say, hey, step up. You know, it's time to share. And also to get to, for me, at least, like I can identify too, is like we need to get our own egos out of the way and realize that we're here to serve, and it's not about like, oh, am I doing it the right way? Am I good enough? Can I do this as a profession? Because then your ego's in the way, and then you're not really. That's not the serving that we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be like trusting.
Right.
But it's not always easy when you're not, you know, when you don't have the right people that you're talking to all the time. You know, like we could be so isolated. I guess is. You know, that's why this is so beautiful that you're giving.
They have groups all over the place. They have like meetup. You know, there's this meetup group that I belong to, and you know, and that was really good for a long time. You know, I was able to meet interesting people who are like minded on the same path. And there's all kinds of support groups out there, or make one. You know, get online and say, hey, do you guys want to get together and talk about spiritual stuff? You know, maybe invite a channeler in to talk to us or. You know, and that in the 70s, or not the 70s, in the 80s and 90s, that was really big. I used to do this all the time. I used to be part of, like, channeling of Archangel Michael and channeling of Great White Eagle and all these channelers. And I always thought to myself, is that really them? Because you can feel them like an energy shift. You can feel like their personality is completely gone. And then people come out of there and they help each other. People could talk to you, did you feel that? Did you feel that? Did you hear what he said to you? And then it lights you a little bit to recognize that there's more out there that meets the eye. And then when you gravitate towards that, other people will gravitate too. And the best way to be in this work is to have support, to be able to have people who uplift you rather than, you know, pull you down like exes and stuff like that. But, you know, it's important. It's important to be really on a place, on a path that you have you have Helene, you have Larry, you have Kevin, you have, you know, Franco, and you have all these people that you can connect with and you look forward to connecting with every week. And by having this radio show tonight and every other week, I'm praying and hoping that, you know, we can build a nice, strong community that we can be on here and have the specific questions asked and have people, you know, call in and take a chance and take a risk and, you know, and see what it needs to be cleared inside them. And this builds community, you know, helping each other.
Totally. And, I mean, you were even on the show that Helene and I did, Helene, Larry and I did with the Cosmic Current on Sovereign Media, which was creating 5D communities, and we had Anelia Benz and Franco, DiNicola, and Lance White, and you and Larry, and that was such a powerful show. And I think that is what we're really trying to do, you know, and isn't that the dream of so many of us as we're creating this new Earth, is to be part of community of like-minded or like-hearted, like, you know, people that we can really connect to and feel like normal around. not that I really want to be normal, quote unquote, but you know what I mean? Like,
I'm anything but normal, that's for sure.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing for us. We like the alternative things. At least that's my thing. And I think that's what our listeners are into. So, gosh, I always feel so great. I just have to say that, you know, I was a little nervous before the show and I was feeling a lot of energies. Now I just feel like relaxed and happy and like smiley. So, you know, thank you so much, Matthew, and all of your guides, and it's wonderful
for
their
God.
Presence. Thank God, yes. Thank God.
Yeah.
So, you know, what, okay, so we still have some time left.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another call here. Let's see. All right, let's take this number, 2677. Hello, 2677.
Hi,
is this Andrew?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
Hi, Andrew Fisher from Nature of Reality Show.
Yes.
Unless you wanted to be incognito, I guess you can't. You have such a distinctive voice. So.
I do. Yes. Many people
thanks
said
for
I
calling.
Have a great radio voice. I'm glad I'm able to use my great radio voice that people say I have.
Yeah, you do.
But
you really do.
Never noticed it. Awesome. Well, I'm not calling in for a reading. I'm just calling in to silence the critics and all, because a lot of people would listen to this show, and when they listen to the names of the angels that Matthew calls in, they hear religious figures like Jesus and also figures like Sai Baba. And many people would say, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? The Illuminati created religions to brainwash people, and all those stories are just astrological mimicry. And David Icke, in his book Children of the Matrix, page 332, have it right in front of me, Sai Baba, he exposes him as a pedophile, con man, thief, and even a murderer. So people got to be scratching their heads thinking, what are you doing when you're calling these people in? So Matthew, could you please silence the critics and explain what's going on?
Well, Mr. Fisher,
I'm
so happy to have you on the show, man. I mean, you've written me a few times, and I'm just really, 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 really honored. But, of course, you know, in December, it's just really, really hard to have any kind of, I mean, kids and everything else. But I'm really happy to have your vibration here today. Yeah, you know, you got to remember, too, is that, you know, we're not in third-dimensional thinking at all. I'm not a critic. I'm not in this world, okay? I'm in a world of a fifth-dimensional thinking that I work hand-in-hand with spirit, okay? This is something I did not ask for, okay? Let me repeat that. I did not ask for this gift, but I have it. So I have it, and I'm using it to the, my best ability. And so as I don't have any judgment on what spirits have done in the past or what they do, you know, what people think they do, I'm here to provide an empowerment. And I work with Joshua and Jesus Christ because they came to me first. And I didn't have a burning bush. I didn't have anything. I was protected by them ever since I can remember as a child. I have experiences that have built up my faith over time. And, you know, if anyone else would come to me and tell me that they did this work before I had any of those experiences, I would say they were full of everything, you know, full of stuff. Because, you know, for me, I have to live through my experiences in order to gain knowledge. And every spirit that I have worked for, every energy that every spirit has come through has announced themselves of the light. And regardless of what they did on the planet, however they relearned or were retaught in heaven, you know, in that dimension, they came back as a powerful healer, as a powerful understanding, as a powerful advocate for the change on planet Earth. And I'm just really super proud of myself and the energies that I carry to be able to empower other people so we can care and do more for each other and create this beautiful community that we're doing on planet Earth. And so far, so good. And maybe that's why I live out in the wilderness. Maybe that's why I don't let people find out where I live. Because, you know, I like to be able to be myself and incognito, you know, because this work is really powerful. And, you know, when people can't explain why they feel the energy around them, but they can feel love around them and they feel the energy that's working through their body, I love hearing that. But that's not what it's all about. What it's about is people to have an experience to build their faith upon, regardless of what people think about. And, you know, there's a dime a dozen. You know, I'm here to make a statement. I'm following my heart, and I'm following my path. And what happens from there, you know, is not up to me, but I'm living from moment to moment, and that's all I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could have explained it any better.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a great explanation there. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
like
what are you doing
too.
With yourself these days, Andrew?
What am I doing these days?
Yeah. Did you have some good shows in the last past couple weeks?
Yeah, and I found out why my signal keeps breaking up. It's because up here in the Northeast, it is so cold that the radio frequency is bouncing off of its normal frequency. It's getting off signal. That's why I keep breaking up like 60% of the time. So you guys are lucky down wherever it is that you're from, where the weather isn't so cold.
Lucky us.
Well, yeah, I know. You did a great show with Frank, the show you had with Franco, even though we couldn't hear you. Franco came in loud and clear, and that was a really excellent show, Andrew. So thanks for doing that.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much
thanks,
for
Andrew.
Calling, Andrew, and have a good night.
You too.
Thanks for listening. Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Okay. Well, that was an unexpected delight, and I wasn't expecting, like, that question, but that's, you know, if people are thinking
hey,
that
know,
or wondering
I,
that,
I
that's a good point.
I was actually welcoming that question. You know how many times that I've been approached by Jehovah's Witnesses and Baptist priests to tell me that I was, you know, the other way around. And you know what? The funny thing about that is that I love them. I love that. They go, and the funny thing is that, you know, in my nature, the way I was brought up by my family, by my mom and my dad, was that I never judged anybody. I didn't judge, you know, different creeds, different colors, anything. I grew up with black people, with Chinese people, with Japanese people, with white people, with Hispanics, with, and I didn't meet Native American people until I got into my 20s. And so, you know, I grew up with just a mass amount of love for everybody. So when I used to invite Jehovah's Witnesses into my house, have coffee, and I would hear everything they have to say, and then I would say, you know, my piece about what I experienced in the world, and they would just get thrown by that, you know, and say, okay, well, here's some pamphlets. We're just going to leave these here with you. You think about what we said, and I said, well, wait a minute, don't you want to hear my side? And then I say, no, we're good. And I said, okay, well, you know what? I just want to honor you guys for reaching out to me and coming here and sharing your energy with me. Thank you so much for coming by. And they never came back, but at least I got, you know. And I told another story of mine to a Baptist preacher, and he asked me to come down to his church and to tell them my story. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I could tell
and then
it to
we'll
you because
you
were there in the moment. What's that?
And then we'll stone you. No, just kidding.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't. You know, I've been through that already in many, many lifetimes. I was with, you know, the Master when he was alive, and we go way back, you know. And we met as children. We met as children.
Which Master?
So there was no judgment. Yeah.
Which one?
You know?
Which Master?
And
what were you talking about?
Jeshua. Jesus.
Oh.
Christ.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Big guy.
Oh, yeah. He came to me, and he restored my faith by placing his love in my heart again. And but it was more than that. It was more than that. It was like I got something really great, and then I was able to harness that energy, and he would introduce me to John the Baptist. And then John the Baptist taught me about responsibility, about what this work means. It's a commitment. It's a loyalty. It's a responsibility. You have integrity, you know,
right.
and you work with the same energy that you're giving. And the integrity is more about yourself. You can't just keep giving stuff away and then build up resentment that you're giving stuff away. You know, it's important to have a balance in your life. So John the Baptist taught me that, you know. So, yeah, you know, it's fun. I don't feel threatened by people who, you know, and I'm sure that's going to be,
that was good. Yeah, that
you
was
know,
good. It was interesting.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
I'm not worried about any of that stuff. Yeah, I have total faith that whatever I'm doing will be fine.
Yeah. Well, Andrew has actually been listening to us for a while, and so I wanted to. I was interested in hearing what he had to say, so that was actually that was cool. You know, we're open to, like, this is the thing. People are calling for their individual readings, but you know, we can also be open to, like, more collective questions. Couldn't we? Like, in the future, we could open it up to channeling of bigger questions for the collective, I would imagine, because I'm sure the masters have messages for all of us. Even and just as, like, you know, we've said, when we're listening to someone else's story, there's often things in it that we really connect with, I definitely am feeling that. So what do you think? What do you think now, Matthew? We are close to the end of the show.
I'm feeling like one more caller. It's like, please me.
I know. We do have some more callers. You want to take one more caller?
One more call.
Okay. Let me see. Let's see. Which one? Oh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo here. Let me think. I'm sorry. All right. I'm going to take this. Let's see. 360 number. 360. Hello.
TJ, hi.
Hello. Is this Larry?
Yes, it is. Gosh, I'm glad I made it in under the wire.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. Larry Bazell, hello.
Everybody, this is Larry. This is Larry the Cable. I mean, Larry Buzzle.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Of Sovereign Media. Sovereign Media.
Sovereign Media. Good friend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll leave it to you guys. Larry, love hearing from you, my dear. Have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Time
thank
with
so
your question. Oh, thank you.
Well, I want to talk about the Legion of Light activation that we've just done and some of the experiences I've had with it and maybe some suggestions for what we might do with it and see how I'm doing and how we're doing around it. You know, as I read the information from Archangel Michael, what the purpose of the activation was for, and I've been doing it over and over and over. I've actually had it playing all night. And playing even when I'm gone, and I still haven't quite made it through the whole journey. Every time I get into a part of it, I'll go into it, and I'm gone, just totally gone. Yeah. And then I'll come back, and I'll get another section of it, and I'll come back and get another section of it, and then I'll come in again, and I'll find, what the heck, a dragon? I don't remember a dragon, and then we're into a blue vibration. Wow, this is pretty heavy. I didn't know we did that. I shared it with my ex-wife, actually, and in four times of doing it, she's a night owl. She can't sleep before 3 or 4 in the morning, usually reading up all night. She's been doing it each night, and 7 o'clock at night, she's passed out.
Wow.
And I think as far as she's made it is maybe an hour, but not quite an hour, 40 minutes, something like that. But just the other day, we went to town to do the taxes, and she wanted to stop at the bookstore, and she picked up a pack of angel reading cards, like a tarot deck.
Yeah.
And because she wanted to find out about herself, who she was, and she did her first reading the other night, and it was right spot on. So I'd asked the question, she wanted to do a reading as well for me, about how we might integrate Legion of Light activation more effectively. And the reading that she drew, I mean, it was just so spot on. It was crazy. It was incredibly perfect, you know, integrity, opening our heart chakra, and service. But I have noticed these journeys are so far high dimensional journeys that trying to exist in the world that we exist in also, it's a little bit hard. I think dizzy sometimes and disoriented and feeling discombobulated. The dreams are becoming extremely vivid. Last night I had I remember dreaming all night long. And one of the dreams was what felt like an alien dream where an alien craft was around or an alien was coming or a visitor was coming. And the normal reaction in, you know, most people think, oh, if one of those shows up, I'm going to want to go say hi. But, you know, our body just, like, is scared of that. It runs. It's right to it. And so in this dream, instead of being frightened, it was all I could do not to succumb to any fear but to try and say, look, oh, it's here, look, there's someone here, they're on the roof. But it looked like a female body with a different type of a body bottom, not really a human body bottom. I couldn't really make out the details, and I was in the dream state where you try to run away, you would be running through molasses as slow as you can, you know, and you just can't go anywhere. But I wasn't running, I was actually holding my place, you know, just staying there and looking and pointing and trying to, I guess, connect in some way. And that is a big change in a dream, feeling that fear, but processing it and standing in your place to look at it, not run away, but look, you know? Big change, big difference. and I guess I was even loud, saying, or, you know, I was pretty loud, my voice.
So do you remember when I told you, do you remember when I told you that when I first talked to you that you were an activator?
I do.
Okay. So one of the things that you can do as an activator has really, really bright angelic field. You have your etheric, your angelic, and your spiritual. And your angelic field is a lot wider than your etheric field, which could be, in some cases, if you're not grounded, you know, a space cadet, or not always grounded, or kind of loopy, or up in your head a lot. But in your case, you know, you got some pretty good grounding techniques learned from a good friend of yours, I believe. And one of the things that you can do when you are in this, you know, when you are, because the activation was about getting people to feel more spiritually inclined than physical, was about letting go of your skin, go, letting part of yourself go. You know what that does to the human psyche? When you already you're faced with, okay, I'm leaving my body. What does that mean? Well, we made it safe for you and made you and go into a bear. And then when you realize that you were this bear running through the forest, looking at the forest, seeing the universe, you felt your cold nose. You had a new identity. And then when that new identity sets in, not only do you take on the personality of that spirit of that bear, but you take on the medicine. So you take that medicine into the next animal. And to the next animal, and to the next animal, until you feel lighter and lighter, and then that's when you can do in a bird. And then when you start to feel lighter, your subconscious mind is like getting set up. You're getting set
right
up for the next activation or in the next dimension. So in the very beginning, when that you called in, every single person called in white light from the top of their head and let it pour out of their third eye into their
right
hands. That's creation.
Right.
You're creating creation. And then by bringing the world, the planet, onto your hands, you're creating nurturing. You're nurturing by holding just that, this holding supination is when you have your hands like that to receive, you're creating nourishment and nurturing. You're nurturing something you're about to do. So between nurturing and taking on a different medicine that you probably have never been introduced to before, going from buffalo to hummingbird to eagle to
right
falcon, you know, all these different aspects of our human mind that everything we've been before, you know, many of us have, you're taking all that energy and you're now traveling up to a higher sense of your awareness of yourself. So, yes, the energy and 62 legions of angels, that is a lot of power. But I asked Archangel Michael before I did this, I said, hey, are they even ready for this? He says, just do it. I said, okay, I'll just do it. And so he told me when he wanted me, when he was sitting next to me, you know, not sitting like he with his arm around me or anything, just he was there in my subconscious telling me, slow down, okay, pause, okay, now start again. And I would take a breath, and I would bring in the energy. And he would speak in through my voice, this energy. It was almost like squiggly lines of light in between the words that I was, between every word and every sentence, there was an energy shift there. So
yeah.
He's teaching me how to be a multidimensional speaker to speak on many, many levels all at once. So by doing that, I'm channeling and I'm speaking on that dimensional energy. And so when the activation occurs in individuals, they're coming in contact with all their unjust, all their walls, all their misbelief, all the, and so what that energy does, it helps you to find complacency in the energy that you're hearing. And then once it gets too heavy, you go out and your subconscious takes over. And then your higher self energy meets you halfway and helps you to find that place of serenity. So basically, this activation that we did was is to help you to get into a different mindset and to be able to connect to a much broader creative state of mind. So you were saying that you got different parts from it. Different parts stood out when you were telling you went back in. Different parts, because different parts of your high self are recalibrating themselves and becoming connected. So, yes, that was one of the, you know, when I love those meditations. I love those journeys.
Yeah.
Because for me, I don't, you know, I want to go and keep going. You know, I want to keep going. And that's just the way, you know, that's the way I was taught, you know, through the training, was to keep going and to bring different aspects of earth, animal, water, travel, dimensions, energy, masters, angel, sun, you know what I mean? And when you energy that you bring in is also bringing everyone up into closer into feeling who they truly are as themselves. So this is a net encapsulation of harnessing energy that will help you to not only broadcast the energy out into the world about what you're trying to manifest and become and follow your path and your mission on the planet, but also to indulge in all that power and all that majestic energy and allowing yourself, that's why it's a 9-day window this time because this is an extensive one, to be able to go in. It doesn't matter how many parts you get, you got everything. You got the whole thing. If you were there listening and your tape was still playing, by the time you woke up, you got everything. And that's just the way it works. You know, so it's it was an empowering activation. So for right now, like I'm gonna put a blog up, maybe tomorrow morning, about how you could take care of yourself after this activation. And one of the things that you can do is that you can clean out your etheric and your angelic and your spiritual bodies, and have the intention of drawing out a gold ball or a purple ball, whatever is more gold and purple, all the same color, but they're just on different sides of the street. You know, when you're sending out gold, purple is at the end result. So it's, these colors are opposites of each other. So when you use a purple ball or a gold ball and you send the ball around your body, seeing it go around your body, around and around in a circular motion, cleaning out the energy in your etheric, in your angelic, in your spiritual, you'll feel that energy of what you just did as being broader. You'll be able to expand yourself that much more. And even calling in Master Kuthumi, or Sai Baba, and to help you do that work, you can actually feel yourself expanding with their love. So, yeah, it's incredible. You know,
one of them, yeah, absolutely, your voice was absolutely in the multidimensional spectrum. It was incredibly powerful, incredibly activating. I have listened to multidimensional speakers before. You know, I have been involved with several in that capacity, not a lot. Maybe on one hand I could count them, but that's profound, this activation. It's absolutely profound. I'm sure if anyone listening onto this show, Ty, hasn't done it, you know, we're still within that window, I would suggest they go get either the replay at Sovereign Media or on your website. I'm not sure if it's available there or how they can get it, but I know at Sovereign Media there should be a link to the replay they could purchase and get involved in. And I don't know if it ends after 9 days or we just keep, does it still have its effects?
They have all the activations in sequence.
Mm-hmm.
So from going up into your high self and becoming more spirit, the next one that they've been doing is activating the heart chakra. And and as I explained to a few of my other students, is that each of your chakras has a spirit inside it. And each of those spirits has a corridor, and there's a room, it's like a doorway into yourself, into your inner space. And so they'll be teaching about that in the activation. You know, and the funny thing is that, remember that everything that we do, don't take face value. There's a lot more in depth about what we do. We can give presentation and blogs and all this stuff that what we're hoping the intention is, but the masters always have something much more greater and bigger to help you explore. No one knew that what I was going to do with the animals. No one knew how we were going to travel up to the 14th dimension. In fact, I was telling Helene and Claudia that there wasn't any road sign that saying, okay, you are here. Okay, now you are here. This is the state line to the 11th dimension, okay? And I had to actually feel it in my body changing and shifting, so I knew that I had to stay connected to what people were going through. So, you know, it takes a lot of endeavor, a lot of commitment on my part as well as the people who are doing this. And thank God for the people who are feeling more attuned to doing this kind of work, because we need more angels. We need more healers. We need more activators. We need more medicine people. You know, we need more shaman, because this world that we're living in, we need to come together and really create something fantastic before our generation is done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to do my part.
You're doing your part. Yeah. My sister and my son actually decided to give it a try, and they haven't been interested in anything that I've been doing, to be honest. So it's very, very good, very broadly accepted. Even though it's far out, man, it's far out, but it's still broadly accepted. And I could see a change almost immediately in opening to things like buying a tarot deck of angel cards. My ex-wife wouldn't even be in that aisle, let alone that section of a bookstore. And we had to go there after the taxes. So, brilliant.
Yeah. That's so great.
Yeah. Mm. So thank you, Larry. Thank you for reiterating that and bringing that back into fruition and bringing it up to that, because I wanted to talk more about it, but I didn't, you know, I'm glad that you asked the questions that you did and shared your experience, because that's really helpful for me, too, to be able to hear that feedback.
Well, I'm glad you told Claudia to bring one more caller in. One more.
Well, I'm not sure if people realize, but Larry Bazell is like the head of Sovereign Media, and that's it's the media company where Matthew had his activation through. And if people want to access that, let's just repeat that they could go to ascendedmasterangels.com and there's a link, or could they go just directly to Sovereign Media, Larry? Is that how they would access
it? There's a link there as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The replays are there as well.
Excellent. And lots of great stuff happening with Sovereign Media, talking about creating a community, and we were talking about the show earlier that we had all together about creating 5D community, which
was
amazing. Yeah, with Franco and Anelia, Lance, White, and all of us. And, you know, it's such a nice feeling, and like even just all the people listening, and a lot of us listen to a lot of different shows, or, you know, it's like we have our own little community happening, and I think that's so cool what you just said. So did you say your sister and your son are now listening to the activations too?
Yeah, they both are. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Well,
that's
great. the funny thing is any way in is a good way in, and they were having trouble sleeping. And my ex-wife had said, you know, she listened to it and she'd be out in about 5 minutes. And that's a good enough reason to try. And once they begin, you know, there's a lot of activation that occurs, and then they start asking some questions. They start looking, and they start seeking for some answers. And, you know, what I found most brilliant about the entire thing is the seeking of the answers became, like with my ex-wife, getting some cards and asking the question herself and receiving the answer herself from the angels directly herself.
Right. And, you know, that's great that you brought that out, Larry, that you, like, kind of brings the whole thing full circle. And as everybody knows, we've gone over the time of 10 o'clock, so I know that the masters, they can't stay with us forever in this period of time. And Matthew, the vehicle might get a little tired. But at the beginning of the show, and I'm not sure you were with us, but I was basically asking, what's a good way for people to connect to the angels and, you know, in their own personal way? And Matthew gave a great answer, which, of course, I can't remember exactly what you said, but we all have our own way that we're doing it, you know. And I love angel cards, too. But I just find that when we're with Matthew in this space, that's just so relaxing and so healing. And he gave such great readings tonight. So, you know, thank you so much for calling in and being with us, Larry. We love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks,
guys.
We'll talk to you again soon. Yeah. All right, take care.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, see you.
Okay, so,
well, thank
all right,
you,
Matthew, my dear. Thank you. It's always wonderful to be with you. It's only been a couple of weeks, but it seems like a long time since we last had a show together. I was like, I miss Matthew.
Time always flies when we work together. I look at the clock, I go, oh, my gosh, it's 7:15 or... But, I had a really good time tonight, you know.
I'm
really happy to be able to work with as many people. And I would like to set aside maybe next time to just maybe be brief in my introduction and then just start working on people. Because I know that there's people who call and then they don't get on and they give me their number and they go, hey, what happened? You know, I'm like, well, hey, you know, I don't know. You know, we just got to play it by ear and just follow through with, you know, what comes through.
Okay, but I think it was good for people to know about your new classes and your one-on-ones.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't really brought that up. And And there's really been so much more interest. And that's the thing, is like, this is a little bit of time that people can get with you. And sometimes they're getting like just totally out of the ballpark thing. Like, you're knocking it out of the park. It's amazing. And it's like it's just whetting their appetite, because they can't, like, a full session with you, you will take, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours with somebody. That's a long time just dedicated to them. So it is very important. So let's just repeat, if people want to get in touch with you, Matthew, what's your phone number for them to call you?
My phone number is area code 530-276-3642. And my website is www.ascendedmasterangels.com.
Great.
And,
Yes, and they can look up all the information that we've talked about today and get in touch with you for readings or sessions, or sign up for classes. And also, if they have any questions, you can always put your questions through me and friend either of us on Facebook. And so when are we going to do our next show? Because usually we do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you and I will see each other in 2 weeks then. And I'm not sure of the exact date, because I have no concept of time for some reason.
March 4th.
Already in the 5D. March 4th. Thank you. Okay, so our next show will be March 4th at 8 p.m., and we'll get right into readings that time. And anybody, if you really want to get a reading, please give us a shout-out, and we'll try and make sure that we get to you first in the next show. So thank you, everyone. It's been a beautiful night. Thank you so much, Matthew. And
thank you, Claudia. Claudia, you have a really genuine way of holding space for each individual caller, not only being present, even though, you know, we're giving the reading, but you're holding this tremendous amount of love and space. And I just want to thank you for allowing to be on the show, and for this being the sixth episode. I didn't think I was going to last this long, to tell you the truth. But, you know, I'm having a really good time from the time I was super, super nervous from coming on and talking to now, and I just feel really, really grateful to be able to be supported by you, you know, and supported by God and all the people that He brings into my life, and including all the callers, including all the people, all the students, and, you know, and all the new people I'm meeting, and just you know, it feels really good to finally for myself to God to be on my path, you know.
Wow.
Thank God.
Oh, that's so beautiful, I feel, thank you for saying that. You know, I feel it's a real gift to be connected with you, to just help facilitate this whole, you know, for you to bring forth your talent and share your talent with the world, and to be able to just get the word out there about how great you are. And you know what, like, so many more people really are knowing you now. And it's really for the betterment of everyone. So, I mean, it's not even just about you, like, promoting you, Matthew Bueno, who's a great healer, but it's about helping all these people that really want this light and this love. And so it's just such an honor for me to be with you and to be with all of our listeners. And I love all the people who've been reaching out to us and writing us and connecting with us. And please keep your letters coming, and let us know that you're out there, because we want to connect with you, and, you know, we love you, and let's get together. So yeah, let's do this thing. So I can't wait to have another show with you on March 4th, but please let's talk again before that, because I would like to do some sessions with you. I could use some of that. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I love you so much. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everybody else. Have a good night.
Yeah, everybody have a wonderful night. Much love to all. And have some beautiful dreams. Good night, everyone.